And welcome to the Empowerment Coach podcast, episode number 60. We have reached that milestone now. How incredible. So yeah, I wasn't here last week. We didn't do a podcast last week. I was on holiday. I was at my auntie's house in Spain with the kids. It was wonderful. We had a really, really nice time. But back to business. It is the 26th of July today. It's actually a day later than I normally do my podcast. Normally it's on a Thursday, but we're on Friday. Yesterday just ran away from me. So what I'm going to talk about today is the importance of taking that time out and the importance of kind of stepping back and having a bit of downtime. And it's something that I've really, really struggled with in the past. I think when you're a business owner and when you're any form of coach, it's really, really hard to separate yourself both emotionally, physically, from even mentally from your business. Oh, typical, this is going to run out of charge. So, so what this latest holiday that I have been on this last week has actually been probably the really first time that I've stepped away from my businesses entirely. Like, give me a second to plug in. All right, back. I should avoid any having to start again. So yeah, this last week has probably been the first time I've really, really stepped away to the degree that I have stepped away. And actually, I thought I would have found it a bit weirder than I did. But actually, it was really, really good to be able to have that kind of respite, that downtime. It's gave me a chance to have a bit of clarity, a bit of vision, a bit of creativity. And a bit of nothingness, like a bit of just brain space, I suppose, is the right word for it. May and June, so from a dance teacher's perspective, May and June is just crazy. There's competitions, there's showtime, there's a lot of organisation, there's a lot of work, there's a lot of prep, there's a lot of kind of managing time, managing expectations, managing lots of different things. So it really did come at a time where I really needed to have that kind of a space and that headspace, that physical space, that kind of a time out, if you like. And obviously with the empowerment coach stuff, being that sort of coach where you're online and you're a presence online, it's kind of non-stop. It's quite like you need to be posting some sort of content every single day, and you need to be doing this and that and other to kind of get your voice heard and get yourself out there. So again, that's been pretty constant over the last couple of years, mostly over the last, I would say, probably year or so. I've really ramped it up. So you're sometimes find yourself always bound by so much of our workload and having both businesses. And sometimes it can get quite overwhelming. Sometimes you can feel like you're heading for a real big burnout, and recognizing that is absolutely critical to you being able to kind of come out the other side. Without that respite, it would have came to burnout. And when it comes to burnout, that's when you get frustrated, that's when you get resentful, that's when you get reactive, because you're not allowing yourself that space, that time, that kind of a, like I said already, respite to separate yourself from everything that's going on. So I still had things running while I was away. So I had some camps and stuff running. Social media was still running. This is for the dance school part. I had my team. I've been incredibly lucky to have an incredible team, which has took a time to kind of build up to where it is. And they were continuing to run things. I also allowed them to know that I trust them, so like to feel good about themselves that I can trust them to go ahead and do it. With regards to all the empowerment coach stuff, I had some stuff scheduled within my free group. And then other than that, I just allowed my socials to just take a bit of a kind of sit down, a kind of break. Which, don't get me wrong, from a algorithm perspective, it'll have slowed down the progress it was making. However, what is more important, slowing down a progress of that or burning yourself out to the point where you no longer want to be doing what you're doing? And I do feel like it's so important in this day and age. We are so busy. Time is so precious. Feel like nothing's slowing down. Everything's getting faster and quicker and more pressure and more stressful. However, that in that capacity, you can choose whether to be stressed at a situation or again, that's that whole respond and react. So I suppose this day, today's message is more about recognizing when you need that time, when you need that respite, when you need that kind of stepping away from something just to sometimes learn to love it again, and sometimes just getting that wee bit of time away just allows you to just recognize your why and remember your why and feel more fire in your belly, more passion, more energy, more enthusiasm for the thing that you obviously love. So it's important to make sure you are recognizing when these times are arising where you really need it. I done a live Facebook group thing yesterday into one of my friends' groups, and it was all about self-care and boundaries and stuff like that. And again, this is a form of self-care, allowing yourself that downtime, allowing yourself that time to stop and reflect and just be nothing in that homeostasis, but it's just peace and quiet and tranquility and whatever capacity that looks like for you. If you run a business, if you don't run a business, if you're just at work, using that time away from your work to actually do something that's going to give you that time, that energy back, that just that chill step away, and whatever that looks like for you. So for a lot of things, like in my day to day, week to week, I have things like going to the woods and things like a lot of holistic-y things. So I like going to the salt caves. I like going to the float tank. I like going to get my Reiki done. I like get my toenails done. Pure random. Don't get my nails done. Most, what's the word I'm looking for? Ungirly girl. But for some reason, I like my toes being done. All these little things are just like my downtime, where it's like stop and take a wee moment. But obviously, having those bigger times where you're actually taking a period of time away from things. And actually, in hindsight, I probably wish I'd deleted my social media as well, just for again that respite away from everything, if that makes any sense. And not from an escape perspective, just from a stop, breathe, be still, be present perspective. So today, my message to you guys is to make sure you build time within your however length of time you need that to be. Recognize the moments when you need to actually, I need a wee bit of downtime here. I need to go away for a couple of days. I need to do whatever. And schedule it in, because if you don't schedule it in, it's not going to happen. So it's really, really important to make sure that you are scheduling these things in, that you are recognizing these points of time where you need to have that bit of downtime, and that you are respecting yourself enough and honoring yourself enough to actually make it happen and to do it and know that it's actually going to benefit you so much more on the other side. This week I've also had a camp running. I came back home on Monday and there's been a camp running in my dance school from Tuesday to Friday. And one of my coaches was on it Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Absolutely nailed it, smashed it. It's the first time I've not done all the holiday camps. And I felt proud of the fact that actually she knows what she's doing. She's been given the trust, and I know that she's capable and that she's done an incredible job. And that's all that matters. Did the kids enjoy it? Did she enjoy it? 100%. And it meant that I can go and focus on doing other things as well to push both businesses forward. So, reminder, take time for you. Recognize when you need that downtime. Recognize when you need to step back. Recognize when you need to push forward. And don't forget that all of the above is important. Have a great day, and I'll speak to you again next week.